put the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. Threw suicides on the private jet. Was that me? I'm fly to death. Okay. Sand plus rogue fitness. 400 pound sandbag. Let's see what this bad boy can do. So, let's see. Alright, so pro tip. It seems that for media production, your best friend is GoPro Mini chest mount. Wise gives you a POV and you just kind of forget about it. So I think actually the best thought about recording, the best type of recording is when you forget you're recording. Facts. Yeah, I think it's good to kind of set it and forget it kind of vibes. So, best friend Elon Musk talked about idiot index. So, what is the idiot index? Basic idea is I'm like, put a piece of tape over this. Kind of distracting. So yeah, I think let me get some black gaffer's tape or something. Yeah, so even the issue with recording, kind of like so distracting. It's for the recording things, it's too bright. Okay, I should just turn totally covered. I just love it. Okay, so anyways, So I just got this Rogue sandbag thing. And there's some instructions it came with. Let's see. Funnel. And funnel? Where's the funnel? Okay. Love the Home Depot for the big ass parking lot. Okay. So yeah, this thing is actually pretty good. Okay, so like, looks like this is the funnel. Okay, let's just place this here and put it against the, put this against this. Okay, yeah, just get some play sand. Seems like a good solution. Strong man, shoot one. There's more than one shoot. Shoot. Tell me about some black tape. 20 cars matte black. Okay, and IKEA skizzers. Okay. Yeah, I guess the problem with yellow is just so distracting. Yeah, I'll put some yellow in my car. Okay, so. So I guess you just. First things first, we just fill this up with sand. I guess is the. Okay, so let's see. Can I put this in here and then cut it? It's a fun question. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Can I just. Okay, I have an idea. Put in this corner here. Cut a hole here. Let's get the fun of this bad boy out. You don't take a rocket scientist, baby. Okay, hold there. Yeah, I think the reason why the GoPro Mini chest mount would be much more fun is you could just kind of simplify the whole process of making videos and media. Seems that 99% of the pain or the difficulty is having a cameraman. I've always believed that not having a cameraman was the best solution. And also, I'm funny enough, it's like, how you know if somebody's a real quote unquote YouTuber? They don't talk about being a YouTuber. Watashi wa YouTuber desu. Okay, it's like, my pride is I was on YouTube before YouTube was invented. Before YouTube had ads. You're right. It's like, YouTube does not have ads. Okay. So yeah. So I think letting gravity be your best friend. And I think the reason why I like this sandbag notion idea is that it's like you end up moving and going somewhere else. You could just always dump out the sand and just bring the bag with you to a different place. So it's a very good portable solution. In theory, you could just go to any playground and just get some sand. But my thought was it's good to buy the sand because otherwise you'd have to buy a shovel and shovel in the sand. Seems like more of a pain in the butt. I'd rather just have it in the pre-filled bags and fill it up. Yeah, I think Home Depot seems like a good idea. Oh yeah, it's gonna be fun. Yeah, and I think in life the best way to approach things is kind of in a fun, playful manner. Another pro tip. So the GoPro Mini seems to have two mounting options. It looks like using the bottom mounting things actually gives you a better POVs. Funny has a funny quote. It's like, sometimes I wish my DICK had GoPro so I could GoPro. Okay. Oh wow, weather's coming nice. Yeah, and also think sleeveless is the future. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I think the reason I like the sandbag training idea is anyone could do it, and also you could just fit inside your trunk, so you could just take it with you anywhere you want to go. Rather than, you know, it's so funny too, because like, you know, people are always making diversions. Like, oh, everyone has such many excuses, blah, blah, not working out. But I don't think actually it's an issue. I don't really think that the issue is a excuse thing. I think it's just we just need to figure out more creative solutions which have less friction. So I think so much of like exercise fitness has to do too much with friction. Even like gyms are fine, but there's not even a money issue because everyone could afford it. It's just drive, find parking, these gangsters get your credit card bill information. Just seems like the whole process is not fun. And yeah, and actually I think I look at a lot of modern day fitness and it actually seems that a much better solution is rather than rather than using these silly machines are bad. Go super primal old school. Even talking to my friend Asif the other day, his friend was training for strongman. It's like, what did he do? He just went to the forest, just look for the biggest rock, just to throw around the rock. I'm like, actually, even I mean, it's kind of a smart idea because even in the Iliad, I think the best things to study for anything regarding fitness or war or training is the Iliad. It's like, how do the ancient Greek heroes and demigods fight? Throwing around massive stones and boulders and rocks. Like, even there's a... The quote was from Homer. It's Achilles would throw... pick up a rock that barely two strong men could pick up, and then hurl it and throw it at his enemy, which would kill them instantly. So throwing on big-ass heavy rocks. And also, like, being able to throw a spear seemed like a thought. So even, I think one of the best investments you can make is buy a Texas power bar, buy the squat bar, the monster squat bar, probably the best $500-$600 I've spent. But much better investment than buying a new iPhone. iPhones are for losers. I actually have a new idiot index thought. Is it anybody who buys an iPhone Pro seems to have a high idiot index, because cost of the materials to make an iPhone Pro doesn't seem probably that much. And also, I think that $1,000 could be spent much better for your health and happiness and productivity. So instead, well, yeah, this can be good. Investing in some sort of, I don't know, should we call it workout equipment? Should we call it fitness equipment, or call it something else? Yeah, this can be gangster. Yeah, I guess Rogue is not perfect. It's funny, even opening this up is kind of half the workout. Yeah, I think, so why is it that, so why would you buy an iPhone Pro or drop over? It's funny too, because like the issue is, I almost don't mind spending $1,000 on a phone, but then the tax and shipping and stuff like that is like $1,200. This is a fucking, yeah, just get a iPhone mini or get a iPhone SE. Seems like a much better ideas, and drop all that money instead on meat and sandbags and strongman. So yeah, actually my ideal gym is gonna be like some sort of strongman gym / powerlifting gym, I guess. Not even powerlifting, I would call it one rep maxing. I mean, actually one of my great annoyances was now I was gonna join, I wanted to find a different type of gym, and because of my weights were getting maxed out, and I'm like, I'm gonna find a good powerlifting gym. So I found a powerlifting gym, joined real quick, and actually I discovered, much to my annoyance, there's apparently a difference between quote powerlifting end quote and one rep maxing. And I suppose what I was doing the whole time was not powerlifting, but one rep maxing, because apparently there's a difference. I think it's silly though. Yeah, I guess what I also like about Home Depot is don't worry about getting shit dirty. And even filling up these sandbags is half the workout. Gets your blood going. Yeah, so best friend Elon, you are the team listening to this, or yay. Shoot me an email, erica@erickim.com. I'll be your personal fitness consultant. Essentially the idea, like, honestly, is I use a CEO, billionaire, tech billionaire, millionaire, 100 millionaire, whatever's, multi-billionaire, is the big issue is actually you don't have enough time to work out and do fitness. And this is where I think that the sandbag is kind of a fun solution idea, because It is not is not dependent on like going to a gym. You just got a sandwich, just toss in your car and you're good to just keep it in the office. I'm like, I have an idea. Every Google's, Amazon, Facebook's, whatever's tech office, I call it the EK 400 pound sandbag challenge. Just buy a Rogue Fitness 400 pound sandbag. Just keep it in the corner of the office. And all these tech nerds, when y'all bored, just throw around the sandbag. So yeah, because actually the big issue I personally discovered is actually sourcing weights is actually extremely difficult in the States. Like, oh yeah, this is starting to get heavy. Nice. So actually in the States, finding a sandbag is better than finding weights, because to find weights and plates is actually really expensive and difficult. You can't just buy it on Amazon, but just going to any local Home Depot, you can get a bunch of sand for super cheap and easy. And I'm sure somebody could create their own ghetto solution some other way. Also the nice thing with sandbags is sand is much more malleable and flexible. I'm trying to realize the issue with weights. It's almost too standardized and regimented in terms of how to hold it. And my thought and theory about the benefit of sandbags is because it's much more flexible. The way that you could handle it and pick up a sandbag is probably better for your strength, power building, than just lifting dumbbells and weights and barbells. And because it requires more finessing in different directions, probably get a better multi-directional workout than you would traditionally do just with weights. Yeah, it's nice to be outside. You're getting some vitamin D's and some. It's actually funny because people talk about being outside and vitamin D supplements. Like, y'all stupid. It's not vitamin D, guys. It's something else. It's UV exposure. I think it's UV, ultraviolet rays. Good power from the sun. Can you imagine giving a plant a bunch of vitamin D tablets and thinking that it's only during the winter seasons is going to continue to grow good? So actually, that's the issue I find out with a lot of biology scientific folks. They tend to be not very smart and wise, because the way they think trends towards the myopic. And I call it scientism. I mean, actually, I get from the same club. Scientism is like when you add essentially pseudoscience to just apply to real life things. So any kind of F001 who believes in cold calories should not be taken seriously, because it's not calories in, calories out. People make the wrong assumption that somehow we get fat because we consume cold too many calories. Now it's like drinking 2,000 calories of Coca-Cola is going to have a different fat insulin signaling process than consuming 2,000 calories of beef liver, right? Just as a thought experiment, like anybody who thinks it's just like oh, I have another thought. Consuming 2,000 cold calories of bone marrow is probably going to be very biologically different for your fat consumption than consuming 2,000 calories of quote white rice or Twinkies or sugar or starch or Coke, Coke Zero. Even the reason why people think that drink Coke Zero. Wait, let's do a thought experiment. If you drink, let's say Coke Zero, right? If you drink 20 liters of Coke Zero every single day, let's say, right? Certainly you would get fat because the fat, sucralose, aspartame, blah, blahs, is signaling some sort of process, fat signaling process. And once again, guys, the issue isn't weight, it's fat. Being over fat is not a good thing. Okay. Continue filling this one a little bit. Alright, continuing the filling uppers of the rogue sandbags. Alright, okay. Put the suicide doors up. Okay, take out the trask. The funny thing is, I have a thought, is the best way to see somebody's social class is actually to see how clean people keep their cars. Poor people tend to keep the poor poverty people tend to keep the cars very dirty, is my general observation. And the really rich people keep them clean. It actually don't really matter what brand of car you have. It's like even a simple way. Okay, so assuming car washes are expensive, right? All you need, I'll put my paper towels. All you gotta do is just keep a bunch of extra paper towels in the car. And even for the cleaning supply thing, all you need to do is just take an empty bottle and just like literally fill it with vinegar. And spraying with vinegar is actually probably the easiest and most effective way to keep your car clean. Why? A, it's not toxic, right? And B, super easy, cheap, and free, effectively. C, I mean, technically, you could even consume vinegar, so it's probably not gonna kill you. Also, just using filtered water seems like a good strategy because it leaves fewer streaks. Just my general observance, instead of using these toxic chemicals. Yeah, I'm trying all these other funny hippie solutions and seems like there's different ways you could do this. Just keep your car clean. Is that you can't buy happiness, but you could clean your car. And yeah, just like wiping it down with some paper towels and stuff like that seems pretty fine in terms of overall cleanliness. You know the saying, cleanliness is closest thing to godliness? I have no idea where that phrase comes from, but actually the general ethos of the thought seems actually pretty good. Even like a lot of kosher laws, rather than pigs being evil or whatever, I think actually kosher laws, it actually has to do with cleanliness issues. Is that like, I think animals which are butchered kind of more kosher or halal, they just tend to be in cleaner facilities. And actually, apparently during mad cow disease, that's why a lot of Jewish people didn't get the mad cows. It's funny, eating kosher is like four times expensiver, but when mad cow rolls around, you ain't finna end up in the hospital or die. So it looks like a lot of regular upfront expensive costs for that one tail event is actually worth it. Even a thought too about how about life is that like the downside of living with family in law is super 99.99% of the time super effing annoying. However, the tail event, once again, even if the occurrence is once a year where they come in and it's Deus Ex Machina, it was all legitimate and worth it, even for quadrillion headaches. Like, for example, I'd rather have a quadrillion annoyances and headaches and whatevers in one Deus Ex Machina event where they swoop in and save the day rather than 1,000 pleasantries and when shit hits the fan, toodaloo suckers. Okay, so actually, how's it going, bro?
Good to yourself?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, hey! Oh, nothing much, nothing much. Oh. These are yours?
Yeah!
Oh, okay, yeah. I
want to
make sure.
Okay, cool. Okay. Don't worry, I ain't jacking nothing. I think that's probably a better way to think about and approach things in life is protect yourself from the tail events and everything is fine. Even Nassim Taleb, man, his only last living good philosopher is what the Jewish Yiddish saying, it's like, plan for the worst and the best will take care of itself. And it's so funny too, because like, why is so many people anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish or whatever? Maybe, okay, so since there's so many funny conspiracy theories about Jewish people, whatever, let's just call it, like, rather than quote-unquote anti-Semitism, let's just call it anti-Jewish. So, there tends to be a lot of anti-Jewish sentiment. Why? Because, exclusionary purposes. So the intelligence of, I think, of a lot of Jewish people is actually, truth be told, they do exclude, right? And the wisdom is because of the exclusionary practices, that's where they derive their strength. So for example, if you're part of the in crowd, is going to have many more benefits, right? So for example, maybe the problem in the States is that like we think too much about quote-unquote equality and whatevs, but it seems that maybe it's better to think about rather ranking and prestige whatevers. And I think the reason what a lot of these like foolish people think about, like, okay, anybody who's like waving a American flag or whatevs, I think the reason why these people are very foolish is that a true patriot, like, it's actually kind of a reverse thing. I have it figured out, guys, don't worry. EK is always working to figure this out. So essentially, It's a reverse thing. A true patriot don't need to wave a flag because one's got the flag inside the heart. The true fools are actually the ones who have to wave the flag because they got something to prove to, I don't know, said who. Like, any of these, like, dudes who are, like, fucking toting these guns and shit and American flags, like, y'all ain't real patriots. Like, the best way to be a real patriot is to be low-key and also to, let's see, what best way to be a real patriot? Best way, just enlist for the military services, guys. If you want to be a real patriot, enlist in the military services and show your pride that way. So it's like, the funny thing is, the best way to be what you is to not to appear to be what you is. So for example, anyone who calls themselves an influencer or a quote-unquote content creator is actually not an influencer nor a content creator because you're y'all just doing the, was it, double think, same think, 1984 vibes. best way to distinguish yourself or to be something, right, is to not spout it. Yeah, because actually the real military veterans I know are super effing low-key. Even my my friend Walter Margarison, he used to be a door kicker for the Navy SEALs, like super effing hardcore. Not fucking walking around toting a flag. Even the thing I found him so oppressive, like he has, even, okay, so anybody who gets tattoos which are super effing visible is superficial at best, because real people who's really into tattoos, right, they actually hide it. Like, for example, my friend Walter, right, he essentially has a full bodysuit of tattoos, but like it took me almost a year of knowing him before I even discovered that was actually the case. So even real, real rich people, right? Don't look real, real rich, right? Like, real, real rich people drive just trucks. Even my my friend Don Dillon, one of the most successful people I know, like super, he's got the Porsche GT3, but his favorite car is just pick up his driving his truck. So actually, funny enough, real successful people just drive trucks, it seems. Even the real Christians aren't the Bible thumpers, they're the ones who act like Jesus IRL, right? Thou shalt not judge, right? What happened to that? Best way to be a real Christian, follower of Christ, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had dreads so shaken. The base thing to consider is you want to be a real follower of Jesus. Just, yeah, just do as he says, and you don't have to. Yeah, I think actually the issue, if I think more critically about it, too much of religion tends to fall into cult worship. What does it mean to be part of a cult? Cult is essentially short for culture. So when people say, do it for the culture, it means do it for the cult. Cult behavior is bad behavior. So funny, it's like, even doing this with paper towels seems superficially wasteful. However, still way cheaper than getting a car wash. And also the joy of seeing your car being transformed by yourself, by your own hand. Okay, also some other things. I think in life, it's a good idea not to follow heuristics, actually. I think heuristics are fine. It works good for like 90% of the time. But it seems that more effective than just following heuristics is just following your gut and just iterating every single moment rather than following hard set rules. Seems that following these rules and heuristics, one becomes actually more foolish, because following rules means that just kind of fall into lemming drone behavior rather than actually using something called, like, remember this thing, guys, critical thinking. It was very much praised back in the days, and looks like it's fallen out of vogue. So my thought is, the future is going to be critical thinking. Peep, peep. Also, I guess the good thing about having a white car, way easier to keep clean, hides the dirt better than if you have a black car. Black cars are for losers. Actually, I have this thought, yeah, like, real rich, like, question is like, why do you want to be quote, quote, rich? I think a lot of people, especially here in LA, they're seeking to be rich, successful, famous, blah, blah. Like, even in my, as a kid growing up, like, being a billionaire wasn't even an issue yet. Because everyone wanted to be a millionaire. Now you're a millionaire, you'll buy what? Half a condo? So, being a millionaire ain't what it used to be, right? Let's see. I guess the good thing about cleaning your own car, at least you have the car to clean your own car. Oh, so some other thoughts. I think in today's world, actually, the greatest privilege is not having to be super optimal or whatever with things. Actually, to be able to be more time wasteful seems to be a greater privilege. I think people who try to spend more time being too efficient and productive in life, essentially it's a following some sort of new cult. The cult of productivity, it seems to be actually, in my mind, not a good one. I guess also the reason why this satin matte black is good, because if done correctly, it could hide dirt. Yeah, any sort of thing which requires too much cleaning and maintenance is not good. But I think I'm super effing visually OCD, so keeping my car clean, but for my sanity, it's like funny. It's like, why do you waste so much time doing this, right? My best friend Nassim Taleb says, anything fools call a quote unquote waste of time ends up actually being the best use of time. And the reason I like that too is that, once again, it seems that the biases in today's world is any sort of behavior which is optimized towards money is good. Any sort of optimization which is spent not making money or capital is kind of seen as bad and wasteful behavior. Man, this is taking effing way too long. Ooh, sun came out, guys. Super effing happy. Yeah, even another thought is, in today's world, never want to miss another sunset, sunrise. Maybe that's another thought, is greatest privilege in today's world is being able to catch the sunrise. Also, people kind of make it a weird, like, pseudo virtuosity thing to wake up super early. I think I would just say only wake up early if you're going to do it naturally. Don't use an alarm clock is my suggestion of success in life. Anybody who uses an alarm clock to wake up, I think y'all just falling into the same Taylorism mindset where y'all got to try to make yourself a machine. Don't become a machine, guys. Best is to become some sort of demigod, ancient Greek hero. Let's also not forget too that even the gods sleep. Like, the best rationale for prioritizing sleep hygiene, whatever you want to call it, is yeah, even the gods sleep. I think anybody who thinks that sleep is a waste of time, or even I think this is where Elon Musk is foolish, is that like he sacrifices sleep to do more work stuff. I'm like, yo, Elon, if you really want to be more productive, you would actually stop drinking Red Bull, just drink black coffee, 100% black coffee, Fine Robusta, Air Kim Omakase coffee, and you would actually be more effective. Because actually it's not productivity or work which is simple the goal, it's actually effectiveness. Like even one wise thought and strategy is better than 1,000 rushed, sleep deprived decisions. Yeah, anything, any decisions made out of sleep deprivation or out of weakness is not good decisions. So only trust your decisions that you do when you're in insanely great and robust health. If you're not feeling super good and great and robust, yeah, just cut your caffeine consumption and just take a nap. Taking a nap is ultimate productivity hub. Yeah, rather than just down the other Red Bull, just take a nap. Just take a turbo nap in the car, take a turbo nap at the house. Recently, me and Cindy, we just got some tatami mats on Amazon, and they actually work surprisingly good. Some other funny thoughts. Yeah, the best way to signal or show what you are is to joke about it. So it's impossible to know whether someone's on steroids or not, but do you know what's 100% way to know somebody's non-steroids is they joke about being on steroids. My funny thought. Okay, that's good enough. Fuck it. Beep beep. Yeah, I actually even have a theory too, is that like quote-unquote health, becoming healthier, just means spending more time in the sun. It's like the ultimate way to become healthier. Just any time you spend indoors is positively bad for your health. So even some funny thoughts too, is that you want to become more healthy, not just exercising more, just spend more time in the sun. Just if you're a tech worker, do your Zoom call meetings while walking in the park or the forest. Other people finna be salty about it, that's their fault for not being as intelligent as you and self-aware. That's actually a big problem too, is that people are just not self-aware about what they like, what they don't like, what's good for them, what's not good for them. I think a lot of wisdom and intelligence is kind of discovering what's good for you or your own personal preferences. Yeah, just open up all the doors like the butterfly doors. Throw up the suicide doors. Yeah, you'd survive yours. Okay, that's good enough. Okay, continuing all sandbag stuff. So it seems the best way to make better medias. Funny, they even said, wow, sandbags are nice and heavy. Cool. The best way to fill up the sandbag, it's actually really, I find it very fascinating. They call it media. So it's like, oh, fill this up thing with a proper media. Oh, now the sun's coming out. Do my favorite thing in the world. Take off my shirt. Yeah. Shirts are for suckers. Yeah, I love the sun. More sun is better. Oh yeah. So how can? It's like, how can I get a good flex in facing the sun? K flex squat. flexing is a habit. Need one genius that ain't crazy. Okay. Continue. This is also good too. YKK zippers. How you know if a thing is legit or not? Do you use YKK or not? So I think the reason why I would probably trust the Rogue over the other ones is that it looks actually like they do sponsor the, or host or whatever, the strongman competitions. And therefore, as a consequence, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, they co-engineer it with the real strongman. Right? So, whatever they do, hopefully it's better. So I think the Chinese people are very good at a lot of things, but one thing they are not good at is originality, original thinking. That's why it seems that there's not really, in my opinion, much real radical innovation in China, because I mean, essentially it's kind of like the Asian ethos. Asian people are really good at imitation. I mean, imitation ain't a bad thing either, right? Following instructions, improving things, blah blah. I'm not really good at radical carte blanche thinking. Even actually the reason why Hyundai is doing so well, Hyundai Genesis, Kia, all the same company, is because actually the best way to think about Hyundai, essentially, it's kind of like a new American company, because all the top students who go to Art Center in Pasadena for the design school, where all the great cars are designed, essentially, they're all like Korean American. So either Korean, born in Korea and then go to school in the States. And therefore, a lot of their thinking is actually American. That's why I think all the new Kia designs, Hyundai designs, Genesis designs are super fire, because they're thinking more radically. And actually, that's why I think Hyundai cars are selling so well. Hyundai, Kia, Genesis, because the design is super fire. It's actually really innovative. Yeah, I still think, for me at least, at the moment, the only car company, I'm like anti-German cars and pro-American stuff. So pro Ford, Tesla, let's not forget Tesla is an American company. Yeah, just think about anything Korean is kind of American at this point, because even a lot of the Korean businessmen, I mean, let us also assume that Korea is essentially a new Nauvoo colony of America. Think about the IMF bailout, as well as the military interventionism in Korea's. Even if you go to Korea, it's almost like a bunch of American people stuck in Korean bodies speaking the Korean language. Even a lot of, you could even see in the language too, is that like a lot of new Korean words are essentially pseudo American words, just with a Korean pronunciation. It's like, the best way to seem sophisticated in Korea is actually to use more English. So I guess the height of sophistication in Korea is actually to be American, to be funny enough. Oh, so some other random thoughts. I think also the reason why it's important to keep your car clean, you could actually see, okay, depending on how clean people keep their cars, is also probably a good indicator of how clean they keep their homes. So that's also another interesting thought. Let's see, I'm gonna put my trash away. Another good thing I learned from Boy Scouts. Okay, this might not be quite 400 pounds. I might have to return these. That's fine. to leave the place cleaner than you come.
Okay.
And actually, okay, so some thoughts on masculinity as well. To become more masculine is mostly via negativa, guys, which means don't wear sunglasses, don't have facial hair, don't grow a beard, don't wear flannel, just be naked and topless is the best thing. So you can see how real manly a man is by seeing what he looks like in a Speedo. Naked. This is why the real bodybuilding competitions, everyone's essentially super naked in Speedo. And actually, I think too, is like real bodybuilding competitions probably be done outdoors in the direct sun rather than indoors. I think people would be much happier this way. Another thought I have is create the next YouTube. Okay, so truth be told, I think this could only quote unquote hold 300 pounds of sand, I guess. I guess the media of play sand ain't as dense as other materials, but it's cool, it's cool. Gonna be salty about it. Good enough. Let's return the other two. Also, I guess the good thing with sandbags is you got superior articulation, is that it could articulate in infinite ways rather than weights, and you could grip and hold it in different ways rather than other ways. Oh yeah, also another thing too, the hardest car to drive, you want to be super super G, white Prius, no tints. Don't drive the Rolls. Don't drive the Bentley, don't drive the Ferrari, the McLaren, the Lamborghini, the G-Wagon, AMG G-Wagon, matte black. I'm starting to think like, kind of like, it's like, everything's kind of played out. Yeah, maybe the new Flex, just get like a, don't get a Lexus, get a Hyundai Genesis and just debadge it. Debadging is the future. If you're gonna drive a Rolls, just debadge it. Try any sort of Ferrari, debadge it. Don't show off that prancing horse or the, yeah, just shave off all the logos, like anti-logos. Yeah, I'm gonna take off the Toyota emblem in the front too, even though Sen prefers it. No more logos, no more promos. We on Bezos trips to Lagos. Next time people will be like, what do you do? I'm just gonna be like, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, speculator. Seems more interesting. You're that or male stripper. Part more accurate. Cool. What do you do? Or just say you're an au pair. That's French, right? It's essentially a fancy way of saying nanny, au pair. You're gonna be an au pair. Yeah, Yeah, I guess the reason I like play sand is it's probably non-toxic, which seems like a good idea. Apparently the sand has been washed. Yeah, it's good enough for kids to play in. Cleanliness first. I guess also the fun thing with doing the sandbag and filling it up is that there's kind of the pride that you quote unquote built it yourself, or you bought the sand and filled it up yourself. Seems pretty fun. So even one of my philosophies and theories to life, if you want to be more innovative every day rather than adding one thing, just remove one thing. So even with apps, every day strive to delete one app, not to add more apps. Apps are not good. App minimalism is my favorite thing. A billionaire or a beggar. It's also another funny thought. Also, the funny thing is, like, America, so scared of China. I got nothing to scared about. Oh, so I also have some interesting triple thoughts about the best way to deal with all these race-related things in America. It's got to paint somebody else as a bad guy. Either the Russians or the Chinese. Actually, the real gangster is the mafiosos. It's probably the media, because they make their ad revenues from selling more ads. Yeah, maybe the real bad guys are advertisers. Even Google, right? Google is an advertising company, so yeah, we used to think they're a search company now. They just add more ads. More ads is worse. Why advertisements bad? Because advertisements stoke sensationalism, whatever's, but ultimately, and this is why people who are anti ChatGPT and AI kind of a little bit foolish, because it's like anything in life, right? Scissors, good to cut and open stuff, not good to poke out your eyeballs. Let's see. Okay, it looks like, can I get more sand in here? Maybe one more. Beep beep. Yeah, it looks like more sand. Oh, whoa. It's pretty heavy. Okay, so then I guess now, next step, fill more sand. Just to push to the limit, to push around the sand. Actually, the funny thing I hate about sand, I hate how dirty it gets, but I can see la vie. Okay. Okay, so that's what you think about form. It's like carrying two big old men. But I'm strong enough, you're strong enough, you can do this. Why is this sand so wet? It's cool, it's cool. No more logos, no more commas. Me on Bezos, chips here.